The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin. I'm joined with the sidekick extraordinaire, Todd the Radio God. So anyway, good show today. Geez, it was great to have time from the governor today to talk about this. You know, pipeline's a big thing in North Dakota. It really is at the cornerstone of a number of different issues in the state, whether it be flaring or the price that producers get, or quite frankly, dealing with some of the rail traffic that's going on in North Dakota, both in terms of the shortcomings of what that impact is doing to other things done by the rail outlets in this part of the world, but also in terms of just rail safety. As a matter of fact, Commissioner Doug Goring is going to be on at 10:30 today, and one of the things we're going to talk about is he has an update on rail shipping and as it relates to ag products that are needed for North Dakota at this time of year. Obviously, we're just getting past the planting season, and things all worked out probably because of the late plant, but reality is that there's some new commitments, new money being spent, and the commissioner's been working hard with BN to get some of that done, and he's going to have an update on that, as well as talk about the effect of the EPA ruling on, or the EPA attempt on the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, to influence and really restrict our ag community and our energy community and our industries here in North Dakota. So he'll be up at the bottom of the hour to talk about that for a few minutes with us right here on What's On Your Mind. Obviously, this is Open Lines. We're back to Open Lines now, and if you want to be part of the show, feel free to call us. The number here is 1-800-228-0550, or in the Bismarck area, you can always call us at 258-0550. We're heard live every day, Monday through Friday, right here on KFYR, along with KCJB, KLTC, and KTGO, and 1100 The Flag in Fargo, saying hi to all our affiliates and all the listeners out there as well. Well, the big news in the last hour, besides the fact that the governor was talking about flaring and the pipelines, is the fact that the Supreme Court has come back with a couple of rulings, one of which, of course, is going to create a lot of consternation and concern in Washington over yet another rebuke of the Obamacare plan. And that is, the Supreme Court has come back and said that businesses, for-profit enterprises, can object and opt out of certain coverage requirements of the Obamacare plan for religious purposes. It went down 5-4, if I read my notes correctly on this issue. And actually, it surprises me when you think about that one of the founding issues in this country was religious freedom, that it would even be 5-4. That somehow a business would be required to set aside their personal beliefs in, and obviously, you know, you don't want people just making up stuff so they don't have to provide coverage. But this is a legitimate, long-standing, documented belief of this company. Hobby Lobby, of course, was sued in federal court with the support of the Obama administration over the fact that they were required to provide contraceptive medications. And, of course, they really, you know, they didn't want to. It went against their fundamental religious beliefs. And so, no question about that. The Supreme Court has come down and said that, no, they have every right in this country. It's their constitutional right not to have to, you know, violate their own principles, their own religious faith. And I'm glad to hear that, because quite frankly, I support the decision. But it is a little troubling to think that that thing would only be a 5-4 decision, considering the long-standing, issue in that regard. I mean, you know, you think about it. I mean, why would there be any question? Why would that not be a 9-0 decision? And I get that the court has a wide variety of influences, you know, from strict interpretation to those that are seeing it as a living document. But still, that strikes at the heart, the fundamental heart of what we're talking about here. So anyway, back to the Hobby Lobby issue. If you have some concept or some comments on that, feel free to join us at 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to the phones. We've got a caller on line one. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yes, what I'd like to ask, seeing I'm ex-military disabled, that doesn't get a dime. Why haven't they executed on the White House lawn, Rose Garden? The killer, a mass killer from Fort Hood, Texas. That should be the most important topic this week, and that you people talk about it. I'm ex-military. I don't get a dime being disabled from Vietnam service and service after that. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Casper. Appreciate the call. Always open lines here in the show, and a chance for everybody to weigh in no matter what their issue is. If you've got something you want to talk about, you're willing or more than able to join us. The number here is 1-800-228-0550. We welcome your calls all the time. So, did want to go back to a few topics here. We've got a message from Mary who said, wonderful news from the Supreme Court today. Wonder if it'll have any impact on the florist or cake bakers not wanting to cater to gay weddings. It'd be wonderful if it would. Then also, Patricia said, seeing how people inflate providing coverage for objectionable practice with actually choosing to use the products in question, it's nearly impossible to discuss this in an intelligent practice. Hobby Lobby cannot stop you from destroying your child in its earliest stage of life, but thanks to this decision, you can't make them pay for it. And obviously that email is in support of the Supreme Court ruling today. Again, as I mentioned, the Hobby Lobby folks won in the Supreme Court today on religious preference not to support the funding. That doesn't mean the employees can't obviously have their own mind and their own will and do what they want, but the Hobby Lobby will not be made to pay for that. Let's go back to the phones. Dave from Minot, welcome to the show. Dave, are you with us?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about an incident that happened in Minot over the weekend. Two homeowners were sitting in their driveway in their lawn chairs about 9:30 at night on a residential street, 25 miles an hour is the speed limit. Pickup come around the corner, squealing tires, and they figured by the time they got by their house, they were doing 50 miles an hour. They told them to slow down. The two men got out of a pickup, walked up in the driveway of the two homeowners and beat the crap out of them and took off. They got a description of the pickup, a white four-door, three-quarter-ton Chevy pickup with Texas license plate. But this is the kind of crap that's going on in Minot. That's all I got to say, and I hope people in Minot keep their eyes out for this type of vehicle and get a hold of the authorities. Thank you.
Well, David, thank you very much for that call and that update. Obviously, if you have any information regarding this crime or anyone related to it, you should definitely call 911 in the city of Minot and report them and give them that information. You know, the unfortunate reality is that there are things like this to change. I grew up in Minot. I lived there for most of my adult life. Actually born in Douglas, North Dakota, but moved there as when I was in junior high. And, you know, there's no question about that there are change, and there are challenges with the changes going on. Minot, especially between the flood and the oil industry, have seen their more than unfair share of challenges to deal with. But again, I think back to the days prior to all of this, and where people were wondering about, you know, how are we going to keep our young people at home? How are we going to keep a reasonable economy or an opportunity for jobs in these areas? Even cities like Minot were constantly challenged by what were they going to do. I remember that there'd be celebrations when you'd get call centers to come to town and pay $10 an hour. And now you don't even make $10 an hour working at McDonald's. You're making $15-$17 bucks an hour. So it really is unfortunate that we have these kinds of things. And obviously the people like this, and maybe they're not even new people to the area, but no question that this makes life challenging. And hopefully these people are brought to justice, because we've got enough laws and regulations in this state to make all this work. We just got to make sure that these people are brought to justice and punished for this, whether they're new folks or longtime residents. But it is unfortunate when these kinds of things happen. And it speaks to the fact that we do have have challenges in this state, whether it be crime or infrastructure like the governor was talking about before. But again, as a kid who grew up in western North Dakota, I do worry about people losing perspective in all this, that they suddenly we get fat and happy and all of a sudden it, you know, it's like, oh, well, we can afford to maybe not be quite so friendly to the industry or so willing to embrace new businesses, new people as a result of this, because it happens. You've seen it happen in other states where good economic times led to, pretty bad decisions that long term then hurt them. Nowhere is that more evident in California. California, you know, they had so many good years and such a strong economy for so many years that they really did put themselves in a situation where when things did go a little south, it collapsed out from underneath them. And now they're struggling to pay their bills and provide for basic services there because they've created a business climate that is hardly anything but business. And so we do have to be careful of that here in North Dakota. And I'm not saying be wide open, but on the other hand, we do have to be careful that we have balance in this, because even if these are good times, you never know what's going to change that. We've got to keep going the right direction and creating a business-friendly climate. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And you're listening to What's on Your Mind with Todd and Pat. Pat sitting in for Scott Hennon today. We're in open phone territory right now, and if you want to be part of the show, give us a call at 800-228-0550. 800-800-5800. We've been reading some of the Facebook posts as it relates to this Hobby Lobby decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. Don and Sandra both weigh in, and congratulations for Hobby Lobby for standing against this rule and winning. Again, one for freedom of religion here in this country. Nice to see that others have been engaged in a similar way. So all of our comments so far on Facebook, very supportive of the decision by the Supreme Court. Like I mentioned before, kind of an interesting turn of events. Even though it's the right decision, it's interesting that it's only 5-4, considering the history of this great country and how religious freedom played in so prominently to that whole thing. So, again, if you haven't heard, Hobby Lobby winning today in the U.S. Supreme Court, the Supreme Court saying that they do have the right to opt out of provisions of Obamacare that conflict with their religious beliefs, and allowing companies like Hobby Lobby and others, and I'm sure there'll be others. You know, the trick here will be to pay attention to what is real and what is contrived, because obviously you want to protect real convictions, but you also don't want business to be able to do other things to avoid this that aren't necessarily totally legal. And don't get me wrong, I am not a fan of Obamacare. It is wreaking havoc on our healthcare system in this country. But again, I am glad to hear that Hobby Lobby standing up for religious freedom in this country. We've got another caller on, Phil. Let's go to Phil on line one. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, as a rule, I'm pro-choice. However, before you could be pro-choice, you got to be pro-America. There would not be an America if it wasn't for people seeking to exercise their religion freely. And their decision was absolutely correct. You have to go with freedom of conscience first. There's no doubt about it. And they did the right decision, and they put in protections to make sure that nobody was going to do any kind of fraud by saying, oh, I'm religious, I'm not going to pay for anything. Good job by the Supreme Court. But as I've heard it, 5-4, this should have been 9-0.
I'm totally with that. I mean, this is a fundamental case of religious freedom. Now, I'm glad for the decision, and I'm with you. I am pro-life. I'm not pro-choice. But this isn't an issue of which side of that aisle you come down on. It really is about what is the right thing to do and what is fundamental to the freedoms in this country. And both of us are affected by that if we lose that right to stick true to our religious convictions.
We're done. We're done as a society if that happens. Like I said, this had nothing to do with abortion. This is all about what is this country all about? What does it stand for? What do we mean by being American?
This administration has shown an awful lot of disregard for the rule of law.
They're terrible. You're absolutely correct.
I don't know if you heard over the weekend, but the Billings paper, and I think you're from Bismarck, but the Billings paper over the weekend, who had endorsed Barack Obama for president in 2008, came out this weekend and rescinded that endorsement. And I think there's a lot of that second-guessing going on because of this very same thing. I think about this.
How many papers are willing to actually go on the record doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, quietly off the record, oh, my God, you know, I'm not sure we'd print that again if we had to reprint the paper today.
But no, that isn't.
To do that on the record was kind of a shocker.
Yeah, no, you got to give them a lot of kudos for standing up and taking that bullet. But, yeah, absolutely.
No, there's not much doubt about the law. Nothing this guy has done has actually surprised me. I wrote a list of predictions before the 2008 election of what he would do because I took the time to find out who he was and who his associates were. I knew he was going to throw Iraq away, and I knew he was going to throw people in Afghanistan. The only thing that surprised me about him is the complete audacity and disregard for the rule of law that's been shown by this administration, especially the Department of Justice, the IRS. My generation despised Nixon, hated everything that he stood for. I'm 58 years old. Because of the dirty tricks and using the IRS as a personal political Gestapo. But what's going on? You know, dirty tricks and using the IRS as a personal political Gestapo. This cannot stand.
Well, and we really shouldn't be surprised. Despite the fact that he was marketed as somebody who was going to bring hope and change to the world, it really is old-fashioned Chicago politics. If you look at the heart of this, and the people involved in his campaigns and in his White House, you know, the Lois Lerner from the IRS, I mean, we're talking about really old-fashioned Chicago hardball politics is what this organization and what this administration practices. I don't think there's any question of that.
Yeah. My daddy told me when I was a young boy, he said, you want to see about a new kid, what he's about, look at who his friends were. So nobody really knew who Barack Obama was about because he was a new kid on the block, but you could tell who he was because of who the people that he associated with still heirs, Jeremiah Wright, Franklin Marshall Davis. They're, you know, bad people.
Yeah, these are,
and there is good and bad in the world.
There is no question that is true. In fact, it lives on today. You know, if you think you've seen the best or worst of it so far, just this weekend in Minneapolis, when the president was there speaking to a very favorable, friendly crowd, obviously in Minneapolis, but he made it very clear that, you know, he is going to continue to use what he perceives his right through executive power to do the very things that he can't get Congress to do. And of course, he phrases it as though, well, you're not doing anything. No, what he's really saying is you're not doing what I want you to do, so I'm going to turn around and use my executive power to go ahead and do whatever it is that I want to get done regardless. And then on top of that, they always tend to couch these things as you know, helping the economy recover, when most of this has nothing to do with economic recovery. But more importantly, it's an, you know, I was glad to see Boehner come out and say, you know what, we're going to take some of this to court. It's time to
enough.
You know, it's enough is enough. I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. So
it's just enough. When he embraced Hugo Chavez, the thing was, boy, what was going through Barack's mind was probably, gee, I wish I could do the thing, get away with the thing this guy does, because it's Chavez white. But
well,
I'll leave you with that. You know, just pray for this country, because I do daily.
Well, and thank you, Phil, and thanks for a great call. Appreciate you coming in. Hopefully you'll join us again someday. But again, absolutely right on the money. It is a good thing for not just religious freedom, but all our freedoms, to see the Supreme Court say, no, you can't do that. That is a fundamental principle here in this country, and we're going to make sure that we maintain that, despite whatever agenda any president or any Congress has. This is so much bigger than this administration in terms of where we're going, that it doesn't matter what the issue is, that we have to defend those basic principles. And that's what we're doing here, is an opportunity to do that through this ruling. And as the caller pointed out, it's disappointing it's not 9-0, because how does that happen? But again, we have people who see it as the Constitution as evolving, and that's a danger. You know, this is a good example of where that concept is dangerous, because you could have argued that the evolving Constitution says that we will allow people to infringe on religious freedom, that the greater good would be served if the people at Hobby Lobby had to provide contraceptives, whether they liked it or not. You know, that's what the concept of a evolving environment for the Constitution could point to. Strict interpretation ruled the day, and that made all the difference. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with our final half hour and Doug Goring in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Like the bumper music. You know, I've been trying to tell these guys when I come in, you don't have to do the elevator music that Scott likes. I'm all about a little jet, you know, a little more upbeat kind of bumper music. Brings a little energy to the show, so.
Scott's the elevator music guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I come in here and it's like, you know, it's like, you know, it's the greatest hits of the, you know, the Harry Connick orchestra. Instead, a little rock and roll is always nice in this kind of thing.
Pump
so,
this thing up here.
So don't be afraid to crank up the music, boys. That's all I can say.
But I know Shane better than to be the one that want the Ray Conniff or something like that.
You know, that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon today. And a great show so far. A lot of great calls today. I want to thank all the callers. We are going to move on to our next topic, which, of course, is pretty important for North Dakota's economy. And who better to talk about ag and energy issues here in the great state of North Dakota than our very own Agriculture Commissioner, Doug Goring. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
No, we appreciate you taking time. I know that you had to step out of a meeting to do this, but a lot of important things going on in your corner of the world. When we talked last week, you were just kind of ticking off the things that you got going right now that are, you know, pretty serious consequences for the state of North Dakota.
Well, there's a whole list of them, and yeah, at that point in time, I was leaving for meetings, heading to Denver to meet with EPA over the waters of the U.S. That rule that's been thrown out there. Also, just prior to that, prior to those meetings last week, a couple weeks ago, EPA also released another rule looking at the state plans and looking at the reduction in carbon and those rules and how they're going to affect agriculture. So we spent 2 days almost immersed in conversations about waters of the U.S., talking about the impact from a reduction in carbon when we already have clean coal technology that has been implemented here in North Dakota and the Northern Plains. And when you look at actually all the energy producing states here, whether we're talking about Wyoming, we're talking about Montana, North Dakota, there's some implications for those things. And then the other issue that's kind of caught our attention early on this year, and it's been slow moving, has been the IRS issue that's affecting businesses and affecting our farmers and ranchers in this state. On the one 79 direct expense deduction. That that's got some people concerned. There's no certainty, and we are certainly looking at some a grab here by the federal government to tax expenses, so to speak.
Well, let's start there, because there's so many things for us to cover, and we've only got about 20 minutes here, and the show ends, and you got other things to do. Let's start with that IRS issue. The change in the depreciation schedule that they're looking to do, which, of course, will ratchet up taxes paid by all businesses, and including farmers, but it's beyond just the tax complication. It's also the fact that it's going to have some fairly significant impact on the on capital purchases, which will directly impact manufacturing in this country.
Well, and you hit on it right there. Sometimes we look at these issues as being something that just affects some businesses and affects farmers and ranchers and the investment they make in their operations to stay effective, efficient, and give them a competitive advantage, or at least stay competitive in a global market. But the fact is, on Section 179, it's when you make purchases, capital purchases of $500,000, you have the ability, instead of depreciating that out over 7 years, to direct expense it this year. Take it off your taxes because you actually paid for those products, and it is an opportunity to update equipment, purchase new equipment, purchase used equipment. But you're investing in our entire economy in the United States, because someone is manufacturing that equipment, someone is manufacturing those parts, those supplies, being transported, moved around. You virtually feed an economy. So when you look at construction, you look at agriculture, you look at the energy sector, which uses a lot of equipment, whatever it is, that affects your bottom line. And to have $500,000 direct expense under Section 179 in the IRS tax code, and to take it to $25,000, you want to talk about creating uncertainty? I had numerous farmers saying, is this going to get changed this year? I had conversations with some in Washington, with some of our national organizations, that said, you know, this thing's all over the board. They don't know where this number is going to lie. I mean, now there's some talk, $200,000, $250,000. We may get this addressed by the end of the year. Well, it's going to have to be. But people didn't make purchases this spring when they needed to. So they're holding off now, going to work their way through this year and see what happens next year. But it's got our implement dealers concerned. It also has any of those manufacturers that, you know, kind of fell behind there for a few years. It gives them an opportunity to catch up, but they don't get a chance to do any forecasting into the future so they can stay on top of things, and that is a concern. I think the other twist to this that probably really caught people's attention was there's a safe harbor issue, or there's an issue about when you make a repair to, let's just pick a tractor, and I have a tractor with a transmission out on it right now. Minimum cost, $16,000 to fix that transmission. I am now being told the most that I could direct expense out on a repair might be $5,000, and that's if Senator Holden gets his way and gets a piece of legislation in there that allow us to do some more, or at least look at that without depreciating that out. And here's the problem. If I have a repair bill of $25,000 on a piece of equipment, now I have to depreciate it out over 7 years. I had to suffer that expense right up front this year, and now all that would be taxable income, even though it's an expense in my operation. That has producers, farmers and ranchers, and I'm sure businessmen, others in other industries really concerned about how are we going to manage to reach one of these issues and then have to depreciate every repair, every type of situation over a 5 or 7 or 10 year period. It's ludicrous. It's just another way and another form of taxing us to generate more revenue for Washington.
Oh, and that's really all it is that they are just trying to ratchet up tax collections in a way that they can, which is through the regulatory process. The unfortunate part is it does have dire consequences for industry across this country at a time when our economy, you know, first quarter numbers for the nation were falling by 3%. I mean, it gets back to the fact, and uncertainty is a word that best describes the business climate with this administration. They have so many things that they're trying to do that have some pretty adverse impact. Not just on North Dakota, but really across the whole country. And in the flux of trying to get that done at the same time of people fighting back, that creates that level of uncertainty. You might as well do it because people are just going to shut down anyway because they don't know where any of this is going to end up. It's a crazy time. And just one example, another great example of how this administration is working against us. So what are you doing about trying to get this turned around? What can people do to weigh in and try to make this right and get this back on track?
Work with your organizations. We, you know, in North Dakota, we have so many ag organizations and commodity groups, and we have our Farmers Union and our Farm Bureau. Visit with them and talk to them about this issue, that we want this resolved. It's a group effort. One person can make some noise and certainly make a difference, but a group effort even has a better effect on this, because then it continues to move up the chain at the national level. You just get more and more people engaged. You get more and more states engaged with their congressional delegations and leaders, and we start to get those moving on this issue, because right now it's kind of stalled out. Nothing's moving, and there's some concern that if we get to the end of this year and this isn't addressed, we now are going to be stuck with $25,000 in the Section 179, and that is going to have dire consequences for our urban communities, for our manufacturers, for one particular industry such as agriculture that drives such a large sector and segment of our economy nationally. This is going to hurt. So visit with your congressional delegation, visit with those ag groups, and certainly let them know how you feel about this and see where things are going. It's a group effort. We need to stay on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, it goes all the way from small town USA all the way up to major manufacturers like Caterpillar and John Deere, some of those folks. By the way, if you've got a question for the commissioner, give us a call. 1-800-228-0550 is the number to call. We've got about 2 minutes before the break. Let's quickly touch upon the rail issue in North Dakota. You wanted to do an update on the rail conditions here in North Dakota, and how that's affecting agriculture. Why don't we do that, and then after the break, we can come back and talk about the EPA.
Well, we're down to about past due cars. I believe we're somewhere around 6,400 past due cars. BNSF is quickly catching up on those past due cars. In about a month, we're assured that they're going to be taken care of, getting ready for the next harvest season. They're bringing on 500 more locomotives this year, 5,000 more grain cars. We've probably got about 250 out of those 500 locomotives already in the system. We're going to need them. We don't want to run into these problems we had last year. We know that construction is still going on out there. Things are still happening within the whole entire system on the Northern Plains. But our infrastructure is getting built up. They're addressing the needs by getting more locomotives in the system and more grain cars. I am encouraged that we're actually probably going to have less impact this year than we did in previous years, or last year and the year before, coming out of that fall. But again, we're just going to stay on top of this and work with BNSF, CP to the degree we can, and also with some other entities that are looking at transload facilities and boxcars and working on the whole Great Northern Corridor up here.
What's interesting about it is, and I was amazed to see a corporation as large and spread out as BN, but obviously you guys got their attention on this rail shipping issue because, man, all of a sudden they just got going, and not only are they going to spend $500 million in North Dakota, but they also really got going this year to fix the problem, and that's pretty impressive when you consider that BN hasn't always been a very responsive organization. So kudos to you guys that have been working on this. It is 10:44. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with Doug Goring after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. They've come up with a great deal just for listeners of this program. If you go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, here's the deal you're going to get for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, whatever you need. Three nights at Chase, fourth night free. Guided fishing on Leech Lake, walk to downtown Walker, take the pontoons out, do a little jet skiing on the lake, or just relax in the lakeside dining of the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It is absolutely fantastic. And this deal is good all summer long. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your date, stay three nights, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Enter the promo code Scott or call them. Say, hey, Scott told me to call you. The number's 888- Chase 06, I want this great deal. 888-CHASE-06 or online at chaseonthelake.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
To What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen along with Todd the Radio God. We have as our guest this final segment of the show, Commissioner Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota. Doug, thank you for hanging around. Just wanted to kind of wrap up our conversation. Obviously, the rail update is good. I want to branch off that a little bit before we get into the EPA, and if we don't quite get there in the final few minutes we have, then we'll cover that in a future show. But, you know, know, there have been some that have suggested that it becomes agriculture or energy. You know, part of the argument for some of the rail shipping issues were, you know, that agriculture was the victim of all the oil being shipped by BN, and that's what caused the problem. And there's some that are trying to drive a wedge, and then others who are, you know, trying to make it all work because it all matters to the state of North Dakota. How do you see this? I mean, are you a guy that thinks that the oil industry is creating a problem, or are you one of these that come down on the side that says, geez, you know, up until oil, BN didn't invest any money in North Dakota in terms of capacity. What's your take on that whole oil versus agriculture thing?
Well, that's kind of interesting. If I try to just look at the facts as they are, I think that's where we have to start from. First of all, BNSF has, in the last 2-3 years, been investing $400 million every year into North Dakota and the upper Midwest here. That's substantial. They weren't doing that before. In fact, we lost that line out of Powers Lake 26 miles just because it was serving just agriculture. They couldn't justify it anymore. 26 miles of line was pretty expensive. It's a concern. Now it looks like they might be able to do a shuttle train up there for possibly for oil. So now you have all these different entities lining up to make an investment, and BNSF is looking at also investing in that line, and agriculture will be served well from that. But I think keeping everything where it's, you need to take a look at the fact that grain, oil, ethanol, and coal all share the line in North Dakota, and we have quite a bit of activity. They're doing more to stretch those sidings out. They're double tracking. They're investing more in the line. That's helping. I found it interesting that when it was probably February when I got a call from the energy industry, the oil companies, and said, you know, Commissioner, we hear you advocating for agriculture, and we understand why, but, you know, you regulate us too. Why don't you help us? And I said, I didn't even know you guys had a problem. They said, yeah, we've got shuttle trains sitting. We don't have locomotives. We can't get these pulled out of here, and we're getting blamed for a lot of stuff. And then you see ethanol cars come by that look like oil cars, and then that kind of exasperates that situation because we produce 400 million gallons of ethanol in North Dakota, too, that leave the rail. So you got all this finger pointing, and if you're in Nebraska, they think coal is displacing ag. We got issues. We need more cars. We need more locomotives. We need to stay on top of this. We're in the belief right now because of what we've been told that their construction season is going to work for them to do the double tracking, that we're going to speed things up. I'm disappointed that we had some problems and some glitches. I think it was short-sighted not to have these locomotives in over a year ago, but at least they're addressing it now, and we got to stay on top of it. We can share the rail. We just have to make sure we have all the locomotives to do it, the grain cars to serve our industry, and let's not have this again. Because it does, it fosters that feeling and that negativity that, yeah, we're all competing. Well, we can coexist out here. We have been for a long time, even with the increased activity. We're just going to continue to work together to help this investment, but also it's going to serve our best interests for manufacturers in the state, but definitely for agriculture because we use a large portion of that infrastructure. It'll be here for years. I'm happy about that. Let's just find a balanced approach to how we're going to serve all the needs in North Dakota and stay on top of it.
Yeah, I that's the thing that struck me about this, though, is, and you're right, there has been some short-term problems. Again, like all infrastructure in North Dakota, it didn't exist, you know, 5 years ago. We're rapidly building up where states like Texas and other energy and agriculture producing areas have had both industries going full tilt. We're new to this game, so we've got to build the infrastructure, and we're rapidly doing that. But what I found interesting about that whole debate is the fact that, you know, up until the fact that we, and demand drives all this? There's a tremendous amount of demand in this part of the world. And instead of it just being seasonal, like it might have once been in North Dakota, it's year-round. And as a result, while short-term there's problems, that diversification in North Dakota really is going to give us a better rail product long-term. And I get the short-term problems, but it does have all the appearances that long-term we're going to see a better environment and a better shipping because of the increased competition and activity in this part of the world. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, yes. And I'm still going to be watching short-term here coming into this harvest season and into this fall, and hopefully we don't have weather impacting harvest this year because that'll just make it that much worse, and that's what happened last year. And
Commissioner,
we don't control the weather.
I'm going to have to cut you off there. We're coming into the last few seconds of the show, and I did want to give up the microphone yet without a chance for two things. One, to say thank you for coming on. I know how busy your schedule is. And second of all, good job on the rail issue. That was a challenge for a lot of producers, and obviously you've been working hard to get that done. So good job there. And again, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henin, and hopefully we'll get a chance to come back and visit again someday. Have a great day.
Someday.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hound here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals of June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks at $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. Tobeyoungagain.com